From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. One of the most heated debates in Austin this legislative session is over Senate Bill 6. The so-called bathroom bill would bar people from using restrooms or locker rooms in schools and other government buildings that don't match the gender on their birth certificates. It would also nullify local protections passed in order to give transgender people the right to use bathrooms that match their gender identity. Opponents say it's discriminatory, but supporters like Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick say there are good reasons for it, including public safety.
It's about preventing a free pass to sexual predators who are not transgender from being able to walk into any bathroom with any child or any woman at any time.
Now, to clarify, sexual assault and other crimes that take place in bathrooms are and remain illegal, but proponents of the bill say that transgender protections may make it confusing and harder to enforce the law. This got one listener wondering, is there any evidence to back up the claim that SB 6 would keep Texans safe? She submitted that question as part of our Texas Decides series, where we answer your questions about the 85th legislative session going on right now in Austin.
Good morning. The Senate Committee on State Affairs will please come to order, and if the clerk would please call roll.
Let me take you back to a Senate committee room about a month ago in the heart of the Texas Capitol. Hundreds of people packed in and spent 20 hours testifying for and against Senate Bill 6. But the first to bring up public safety, by no means the last, was the bill's sponsor, Senator Lois Kolkhorst, a Republican from Brenham.
There's been a number of incidences just here in Austin recently. Just a few days ago at the Salvation Army store where a man was arrested for recording a woman changing in a dressing room.
Kolkhorst talked about incidents like that and worse in bathrooms. She says that's the consequence when people are free to use the bathroom based on their gender identity as opposed to the sex on their birth certificate.
While many have made this about a transgender bill, it's more about someone that will use this bill as an excuse to go into the most intimate places we find ourselves in.
The two largest law enforcement groups in Texas say they're not concerned that transgender protections threaten public safety, but proponents like Jonathan Sines say the anecdotal evidence means Texas should block transgender rights. He heads the conservative Christian group Texas Values, which opposes LGBT rights.
We're not going to wait for academia to put a report out when the evidence is already clear and makes common sense to people.
Of course, common sense is in the eye of the beholder. Katie Sprinkle is a lawyer based in Dallas. She's transgender and says proponents of SB 6 are cherry-picking their facts.
Now we're up to 19 states who have statewide protections, and you still have over 200 cities. So common sense would suggest, well, let's look and see what's happening in those states. And they're not doing that.
Turns out doing that is actually pretty complicated. Jody Herman has been finding that out. She's a researcher at the Williams Institute at the UCLA School of Law, which studies LGBT issues.
You have to find the right data to study the issue.
Getting that data means going through troves of police reports culled from jurisdictions before and after transgender protections were enacted. That's what Massachusetts did, and that's where Herman's been focusing her research. It's still ongoing, but she has been able to put together some preliminary findings.
We have found no evidence to support a relationship between public safety incidents in bathrooms with anti-discrimination laws that cover transgender people's ability to use those spaces.
Still, Herman says that doesn't make the crimes SB 6 supporters are concerned about any less real.
These incidents have occurred. These incidents are occurring, and public safety is a concern. But the problem is they're linking it to anti-discrimination protections for trans people in a way that I think is completely inappropriate and not supported by any of the evidence.
Research does show that one group faces heightened risk in public restrooms, Herman says. And that's transgender people. In a recent survey of 27,000 transgender adults, 1 in 8 said they'd been harassed, attacked, or sexually assaulted in bathrooms in the previous year. Dallas lawyer Katie Sprinkle says, especially when she was transitioning, using a public restroom was harrowing.
I would run in, use the very first stall, so I'm closest to the door. I would wait in the stall if other people were in the bathroom until they were gone, and then I would quickly leave. I wouldn't wash my hands. I wouldn't comb my hair, check my makeup. I used to carry a bottle of hand sanitizer with me so I didn't have to try to wash my hands.
Sprinkle worries that fears stoked by the SB6 debate are putting transgender people even more at risk whenever they use a public restroom. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.